Hi, this is a dictation for Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIAOLIVER. Date of service is 9/20/2025. The patient date of birth is 7/13/1959. Date of accident is 9/25/2024. The patient reports for a follow-up visit today. As you know, initially she was involved in an automobile accident where she was traveling as a restaurant driver, and she was traveling on a large freeway service drive, and a car backed out of its parking structure into the main road, and in the process, Ms. Cynthia Oliver hit into the other car from her front end. Although she tried to avoid her, but it could not be avoided. The police came to the scene. Ambulance didn't come. Patient landed up in Corwell Hospital. After 5 days, when her back started feeling a little stiff and some dizziness started happening, along with mild headaches. In the beginning, patients started having mild headaches with symptoms of dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, and loss of concentration, without having any other symptoms like blurred vision, taste problem, smell problem, or any other issues. No issue with the memory, forgetfulness were reported. The patient had some weakness, some numbness and tingling of both arms and both legs, literally, mostly, along with some difficulty walking and anxiety, sleep disturbance. The ADLs were affected only in running and opening container, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, reaching into cabinet to the tune of 7. Since this time, when first visit was on 3/27, patient has been undergoing physical therapy 3 times a week, and she has also done chiropractic treatment along with massage. 60 to 70 visits of physical therapy, 40 to 45 visits of massage, and 20 visits to chiropractor has been done. She reported that she is going for a decompression therapy with chiropractic group. Further, she reported when she bends down, she finds that her body has locked up and she cannot get up easily. This happens once a day. On the last visit, which was on 8/7/2025, patient was advised to undergo a functional analysis for her disability that she is contemplating to file. Patient has not done that functional analysis as of yet to help me guide into a disability process as well as her filing the disability. At this time, patient has been advised to do that, which is scheduled for this coming Thursday. And she reported that most of the problems currently are towards the left upper extremity and left lower extremity, where the numbness and tingling is shooting from the neck down to the left arm. And also right wrist is painful because of a fracture 10 years ago. She also reported that the left leg, there is a radiation to the iliotibial tract. Although she can walk very well, there is no antalgic gait, no painful gait. She's not using any adaptive devices. She reports of losing her urine while rushing to the bathroom, but there is no incontinence in a true meaning reported since the beginning of this time. She also reports that she is not suffering from any headache, no dizziness, no vertigo. Occasionally, she loses her balance, but is she turning too fast? Other than that, her focus is good, memory is good. There are no pain in the TMJ, no taste problem or smell problem. Focus is good. And according to her, the upper extremity on the right side is 4x5 in motor power and slightly weak with the issues with lifting the dinner plates. Sometimes she loses her. She also reports a pain in the both shoulders, although on examination, the Hawken Kennedy test and other testing was done. Currently, her pain level is 4 to 7. According to her, she cannot do ADL. They are listed to be around 7. According to her, she is unable to bend down, cook for herself, clean for herself, or do any yard work or housework. She got some help. 20% relief is reported by the patient, and even 30% so far with the current treatment. And kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. For additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 140/99, pulse is 57, pulse oxygen is 100%. Rest of the exam comes from the previous visits, 8-7-2025, dictation number 0813-022, with the salient differences. Number one, the general review remains the same. The patient has stressful attitude, more anxiety, and she has been complaining more of the pain than it justifies. A police report has been requested. The gait at this time on observation is non-antalgic, and examination of the extremities on the right shoulder and left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal. On palpation, there are no tender spots in the shoulder area. Trapezius muscle is not in spasm, no trigger points noticed. Quadratus lumborum muscle is completely normal, no trigger points, no paravertebral muscle area noticed. From C1 to L5, no spasm, hypertrophy, or trigger points. SI joints are not found to be tender. The patient has had the following range of motions. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, bilateral side flexion 15, rotation is 20. The extension was not painful. The cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. The Lerner test is positive. And Soto R test was negative. Distraction test was negative. Sterling sign was positive. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. And lumbar spine Brzezinski Kernick test was found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. At least the patient is not able to lift properly. Is quite painful for her. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test, negative. Femoral test, nerve stretch test, negative. Babinski sign, negative. SI joints are not tender. And sternic flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test, negative. Distraction test, negative. Faber test was negative. Gunston test, negative. I already discussed the finding for the extremities, which is for the upper both shoulders, and the motor strength is 4x5 in both the upper extremities. In the shoulders, the Hawken Kennedy test was negative. Speed test, near test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Hip examination, there are no leg length discrepancies. The Ellie test and Thomas test are negative. There are no local tenderness. Most of the radiation of pain the patient is feeling is in the iliotibial tract, possibly radiating from the lumbar spine. Other than that, the hip has a normal range of motion, 140 degrees of flexion and extension, and 40 degrees of internal and external rotation. Knee examination was normal as well. Reflexes were all normal. Circulation is intact. All the peripheral pulses are normal in the upper and the lower extremities. Slight tenderness is reported by the patient but not observed by me. Possibly some tendon involvement, tendonitis. No real fracture in the right wrist area. The rest of the exam involving the chest, cardiovascular, abdomen are all normal. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan. The patient was advised to have functional analysis. Since the patient wants to remain continue on the disability, she wants to continue on the physical therapy, and so it is better to have a objective testing from a third party before moving forward. So all the therapy has been on hold for now for 1 week until we see each other. She's going to be released on a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pounds. EMG has been ordered for both upper and both lower extremities with nerve conduction test to identify involvement of the cervical and lumbar spine nerves at this time. In addition, MRI for the brain was available with NeuroQuant. Most of the areas of the brain were completely normal except for the area of the middle temporal bilaterally and left inferior temporal gyrus volume that is found to be low. Hence, the patient was advised to do the neuropsych evaluation. She was also referred to neurology and also social worker for a counseling. Our patient will be seen in next 10 days' time. She refused for any medication. She didn't want any procedures to be considered. No referral to. She didn't want a referral to a spine doctor either. Thank